For more than two decades, John Garang was known as the leader of the black rebel movement in Sudan that challenged Khartoum's authority in the southern reaches of that country and tried to foment a nationwide revolution, demanding full citizenship rights for Sudan's majority non-Arabic population. Today, on the heels of a historic peace agreement between Khartoum and the Sudanese People's Liberation Movement, Mr. Garang is poised to become a vice president of his country. This week, he's been at the United Nations. He's also come to Washington, D.C. to discuss bringing peace to Darfur. We have joined John Garang in his hotel room. Thanks very much for letting us speak with you.
You're welcome.
You talked to the Security Council this week about lessons that you might have learned in your peace agreement that might be applied to Darfur. Could you share some of that with us?
The situation in Darfur is not that different from the situation in southern Sudan and other parts of the country. It's an issue of exclusion, essentially, marginalization. And so they took up arms for the same reasons that southern Sudanese took up arms. The difference, of course, is that the people in Darfur are all Muslims, whereas the people in southern Sudan are mostly Christian or believe in traditional African religions.
May I ask, is there a relationship, any set of contacts between the Sudanese People's Liberation Movement and black militia groups in Darfur?
Our movement, the SPLM, Sudan People's Liberation Movement, and the SLM, Sudan Liberation Movement in Darfur, are both members of the National Democratic Alliance. So yes, there are contacts that we have had over the years.
Do you feel that there should be some kind of international military force in Darfur?
Without a neutral force in Darfur, I find it very difficult to rein in the Janjaweed. These are a militia that is sponsored by the government and that have gone wild. This got to stop, and the only way to stop them is to bring a military force that will physically disarm them. The government cannot do it because it is the government that arms them. Mm-hmm. At the Security Council, I have offered that we have a tripartite force consisting of 10,000 troops from the government army, 10,000 troops from the SPLA, that's our army, mm-hmm. and 10,000 troops from the African Union.
Just last week, we had retired General Romeo Dallaire on our program, the Canadian general who was in Rwanda. And he thought that there was a need for, I think he referred to them as the medium-sized powers. He was even specific, countries like Germany, Italy, to offer troops. And I think military experts even think that air power might be necessary to stop the helicopter raids that have been scorching villages.
In Darfur.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Any force that would stop the killing would be acceptable to us as a movement, SPLM.
When I ask you to follow up on your choice of words when you say the government has been arming the Janjaweed, you're part of that government now.
No, I'm not. I'm the leader of the SPLM, SPLA.
Well, but
we have just signed a peace agreement with this government on January 9th. And so by July 9th, the government of Southern Sudan, of which I will be president, and the government of National Unity, of which mm-hmm. I will be the first vice president, will have been put in place.
Do you believe when you are in that government, you will have any influence to apply authority to get the government to change its policies?
Definitely. This will be my government. I will be in that government. And
yeah.
There's no way I would allow that government to kill innocent people in Darfur or in eastern Sudan.
Let me ask you about the onset of famine in Darfur, which some people are reporting. You went to school here in the United States. You went to Grinnell College in Iowa.
Yes,
I believe have a doctorate in economics from Iowa State and studied agriculture. What can be done to forestall famine? What can be done to try and repair and restore some of the agricultural communities that have reportedly been devastated over the past years and months?
The famine is in Darfur. It is also in southern Sudan. We had a crop failure last year in some places because of drought, in some places because of flooding. That's the irony of the situation. And then in the country like the Sudan, the largest country in Africa, the majority of our people live in the countryside, and we we need to focus on rural development. Southern Sudan is the size of Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, and Burundi put together. Mm-hmm. Yet, since the days of Adam and Eve, there has never been a tarmac road in southern Sudan.
Roads that would enable the agriculture to get
so that there is a quick movement of people, goods, and services. For the last 21 years, I've been looking for guns and bullets to fight the war. Now I've been looking for markets for the produce of our farmers.
We're sitting here in a hotel room with actually notably plush carpeting and nice entertainment center. I notice even a wet bar over there. I'm not sure the couch is made of silk, but certainly tries to look like silk. How have you been living the past decade?
I've been living in the bush. Certainly, I have not been living in silk in Washington. Yeah. Since in 1983, we have been fighting. We have been living in rain. We have been living in the bush. We have been going sometimes for days without without food, sometimes without water. Guerrilla conditions are not easy at all.
And what does it represent to you now to be on the verge of joining the government? Does it feel like victory?
For Southern Sudan, we are vindicated. The agreement gives Southern Sudan its own government. It gives Southern Sudan its own army. It gives it the right of self-determination to choose at the end of 6 years whether to remain in one country, Sudan, or to become an independent state of Southern Sudan. So I feel that we have achieved the objectives for which we fought, and we will make sure that this agreement is implemented.
John Garang is the leader of the People's Liberation Movement in Southern Sudan and soon become a vice president in the new Sudanese National Unity Government. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And for the full interview with John Garang, you can go to our website, npr.org.